over here. We'll do in the laws of Shema, we'll do chapter 69. And this is called the law, the din, of Pedes al Shema. This is sort of, we'll see what exactly the meaning of Pedes and Shema. And we'll see the exact meaning, because there's various different meanings of the word Pedes al Shema itself. But and Ubaita Sifim has nine Sifim, nine subsections. Basically, the normal thing is to have a minyan, you know, daven the whole services. To start from the beginning and to go through the services with a minyan. That would be the right way, the beginning. But sometimes there are circumstances is where people come late or there's no minyan. So, as we have experience in our shul itself, so that way you need to know there is some times that you can still, even if you didn't have the whole minyan from the beginning to the end, that you can still actually do some of the minyan. So let's look inside. Do inside. Sif Aleph, subsection out. So what happens is, Im yesh b'nei Adam, she'yispallu kol echad b'fnei atzmai. You have people that each one prayed on their own. So they didn't have a minyan, but b'yachid, each one davened. So they walked in, they walked into the shul, this one walked in, that one walked in, everybody starts davening, but they didn't make a minyan. And now the people, they didn't have a loishamu, loy kaddish, they didn't hear kaddish, veloy kedusha, and they didn't hear kedusha. So, let's say we come into the shul, and we're ready to daven, and there's nobody, we didn't hear kaddish or kedusha, we didn't hear. Because there was no minyan over here, so each one daven by themselves. But now you have a minyan, so you have a minyan here now. So what do you do? So he says like this: Oymed echad mehem. So one of them can get up, even though he already davened, but he can get up. Va'imer, and he can say kaddish ubarchu. He says the first kaddish that comes before barchu. And he says Baruch Hu. And then he says also Ubracha Rishoyno Shel Kriya Shema, and the first blessing of the Shema, Shehu Yotzer Oir Pam Shiniya. Now we'll see, we don't do it that way, but we'll only do it if somebody didn't daven. But here it says in this opinion that says that he'll do Yotzer Oir a second time, and Ushara Tzibur Shoymim Ve'oinim Amen. And the rest of the community will listen, and they will say Amen. So this way, they'll hear Kaddish, and they'll hear Baruch Hu, and they'll do the first bracha, which has Kaddish, Kaddish, and Baruch Kved Hashem Mekaymai. And the rest of the community will hear and say Amen. Metam shenizbar b'simenun zayin. For the reason, as says the Nun Zayin is not so clear where he's referring to over here. It says maybe Nun Ches in the footnote over here.
And the Shema.
Yeah, okay, so right now we're talking about, so what does he do? He does Kaddish, they do Kaddish, they do Baruch Hu, and he does the first blessing. And then, that's called the Inyan Zeh Nikra Poiris Al Shema. This would be called Poydus on the Shema. What does it mean, Poydus on the Shema? Poydus meloshun chaticha. Poydus means like a piece. Kamoi prusa. It means like a broken piece, which means we're not going to do the whole Shema. Elo she'en el mixes mi brichasa. We'll only say part of the blessings. Again, we don't rule like this. We don't